Coach, how beneficial, how detrimental, how much of neither or both is it when you face a guy or an offense run by a guy like Kubiak who there's some familiarity with? He has familiarity with you guys.
Well, you know what? He will know some of the personnel, and he's played against the system before. So, you know, he'll have some knowledge about it. I think that the guys that he feels like that there may be a weakness in their game, he might try to exploit that. But basically, I think what he's going to do is he's going to do what he does. He's going to run his offense and maybe try to pick plays within his offense that he thinks might have a better chance of working than maybe some other plays. But as you look at him, he doesn't change a whole lot. You know, they're going to run that zone play. They're going to throw the ball deep down the field to the wide receivers. They're going to get the ball to the tight end. And so, I mean, that's what he's going to do.
Against that offense that uses so much, you know, so many play fakes, how important is it that guys stay at home when they use those?
Well, if you're disciplined in your technique and your responsibility, you should, I mean, it's part of your job. Hopefully, you will not get out of position, you know. Now, sometimes guys get anxious and they think that they see something that they don't see and try to make a play, and then they get out of position. But if they go through their checklist first before they try to help out, then I think that they'll be all right.
Have you picked the brain of, I mean, some of these guys are saying it's just like going against our offense again when they're practicing against the scout team this week. Have you, do you pick anyone's brain about what they know about Kubiak and things like that? Or?
Not really. I mean, you know, our coaches, they talk to some of the players and to try to see what they remember. But, you know, I like to look at the tape and see what's on the tape and then kind of go from that as we put the plan together.
Bill said that Mike Muhammad's not going to be able to play. What has he meant to this defense this year?
Well, Mike has been a good teammate this year. You know, he's been able to come in and play on the 34 and basically being a starter on the sub. That has helped us quite a bit because he does have some length. He's a smart player. And so he's been good for us. Now, other guys who've been able to come in and play at other positions, you know, they've tried to appreciate their opportunity and try to make the best of it. So I think the same thing will happen, you know, this week.